I want to get to my next item now, though, because the traveller community in Kerry is a culture to be celebrated, not a problem to be solved. That was the 2026 Traveller Pride event, the MTU being told that yesterday. The event also saw the launch of a 10-year strategic plan by the Kerry Traveller Health and Community Development Project. And with me in our three studios to talk about this and what it means and what the hopes are for the plan is Dr. Bridget Quilligan, CEO of the Kerry Traveller Health and Community Development Project. Bridget, good morning to you and thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning, Jerry, and thanks for having me.
How important a day was yesterday, both just to talk about, I suppose, it also, I know, marks 30 years since the group was recognised. So there's been a lot of changes through that time and you're looking to the future with this 10-year plan.
Massive changes, Jerry. It was an absolutely fantastic day and very momentous because we had a room filled with people who had been involved with the project from the very beginning up until present day. So as you can imagine, it was, I suppose, filled with emotion. So we had former staff members, board members, volunteers, the traveller community, funders, past and present, allies and supporters. And it was just a magnificent day. But yes, so looking back, but looking forward, I suppose, was the theme for Traveller Pride 2026. So we took it as a great opportunity to look back, but also to look forward to what we're going to be doing over the next 10 years.
What are the challenges that you're facing? What would you like to address? I know the issues of mental health, addiction and the digital divide was mentioned yesterday.
Absolutely, Jerry. I suppose when we did the consultation with the community, what we realised is the same issues that were there a number of years ago, like accommodation, access to education and outcomes in education, equality, all those issues are still there and in some senses have exasperated. However, new issues, I suppose, are arising, like the increase in mental health, particularly in young people, addiction, extortion, drug dealing. All those issues are new issues to our community.
Yeah, and that needs to be worked on and supports to be developed to help, I suppose, the young members of the traveller community in particular deal with those challenges, to have the skills to deal with them, to have the maybe even the pathways to look for support to
Absolutely.
Deal with them.
Absolutely. And I suppose, Jerry, one thing that came out very clear from our community was we can focus on the negative and what's going wrong. And while we're doing that, we're spending a lot of energy on trying to problem solve, firefight. So let's turn this around and let's be a very proactive organisation. Let's look at all our structures. Let's look at all our partners across the county, across the region, nationally, who can support us really to get the best outcomes for our community in Kerry, using our own community strengths. So turning the narrative into a very positive one where we say, this is not hopeless. We can overcome this with the correct support, pathways, hope, aspirations, and just having the right role models around you that our young people can achieve their dreams. And even yesterday, what came across very much in our day was that older people can achieve their dreams too. You can achieve your dreams and, I suppose, reach your potential at any age. And that's our message going forward. We want to be an organisation that supports travellers in Kerry to thrive.
Yeah. A culture to be celebrated, not a problem to be solved. Do you think that wider society still looks at the traveller community as a problem to be solved?
I'd say some of the wider community definitely do, because they may not know travellers, or their experience that they may have had with travellers may have been negative. But anybody that has had a positive interaction or knows travellers positively, they usually know that people, you know, people are people wherever you go, no matter what background you're from, no matter what ethnicity. There's good people and bad people in everyone. But I suppose our thing is to change the narrative to say, well, we could point to how racist Irish society is, but how about if we promote what's good about ourselves, who we are, while still challenging the racism, but not forgetting also to celebrate our identity, to preserve our identity, to, I suppose, display our identity, our culture, our history, and be very loud and proud. And that's mainly to honour our elderly people, but also to provide that visual and emotional support for our young people who they need to know who they are. They need to know that their people are good people. They have a good, solid history, ancestry and heritage in Ireland, where their ancestors, their families contributed hugely to Ireland, and that all the negative narrative that they're hearing, whether it be in social media or in interactions in the street, they have to build a resilience to that, and we as adults have to support them to build a resilience to all that negativity.
Yeah, I'm reading this morning even a post up on Facebook from a businesswoman, Killarney, who's a traveller member, a member of traveller community, you know, being attacked in her place of work, verbally attacked for being a traveller and having to post about it online. Just that's just an example of what some who are working and contributing are facing. Is there an element here? And I know Shane McCarthy spoke yesterday, the social media influencer, traveller and LGBTQ activist as well, talked about, you know, communicating the story. I know Radio Kerry worked with members of the traveller community mm-hmm. as well on the Speak Up project, that becoming better telling your story, influencing the media, telling that side of it will improve things, communicate things better and maybe change that narrative.
Absolutely. I suppose you're always afraid of what you don't know, and we're looking at primarily, number one, I suppose, what is our community's own opinion of themselves? What's our young people? What are they internalising? And then spreading that out to other people, influencing other people. Of course, when you have flooded with propaganda on media or wherever, of negative things about travellers, you're going to believe that, particularly if you're a vulnerable person and maybe you lack analysis, it's very easy to be caught up into things, to anti-traveller or anti-racism rhetoric. So yeah, I do believe that telling our story, having enough people out there from all different backgrounds, a diverse backgrounds in Kerry, equipped to go out there and tell the stories, be part of radio, work in the radio, be part of the media, more social media stars out there communicating what's positive.
That will improve
things.
Just
the everyday life. I believe it will.
Yeah, okay. Bridget, listen, thanks so much for telling us about that. We'll wait to hear more from that 10-year plan and the implementation of it, but thanks for talking to me in the programme this morning. That's Dr. Bridget Quilligan, CEO of the Kerry Traveller Health and Community Development Project.